It's the most wonderful time of the year, unless you're a kid who isn't looking forward to the return to school. Yes, it's that week of the year again, as students in the new Westminster School District return to class on Tuesday, though, for most, it won't be a full day of classes until Wednesday. While the kids may be mourning the loss of those lazy days of summer, there's still plenty of fun to be had in New West. Here are some highlights of the week ahead. For weather watchers, cooler days ahead these days. You never know whether it's going to be hot and muggy or whether you're going to need a jacket when you leave home. So far, as of the writing of this post, it looks like the week ahead will start in cool fashion, with a high of just 18°C predicted for Labor Day Monday, 20°C on Tuesday and a possible 16°C on Wednesday. As always, forecasts can change quickly. You can bookmark your New West Weatherhood forecast for the latest hyperlocal weather. For everyone, Community Events Recovery Day Festival. It's a music festival and an addiction and mental health information fair that always attracts huge crowds to New Westminster. Last year's attendance hit a reported 50,000 people, and record crowds are expected when the festival returns to Uptown on Saturday, September 9. Music lovers can take in four stages of entertainment, with Canadian supergroup Glass Tiger headlining on the main stage at 5 p.m. plus. There are food trucks, a kids' zone, face painting and more. For the full schedule, check out the Recovery Day BC website. New West Farmers Market. Don't miss a back-to-school edition of everyone's favorite market, set for Thursday, September 7 from 3 to 7 p.m. at Tipperary Park, next to New Westminster City Hall. Take in food trucks, vendors, live music and family-friendly activities. For a full vendor list, see the market website. Movie by the River. Grab your blankets, snacks and beverages and get ready to enjoy movies in the best summertime way. Outdoors, under the stars. The city of New Westminster is screening the Super Mario Bros. Movie on Friday, September 8 at Westminster Pier Park, with festivities starting at 6 p.m., including photo ops with Mario, Luigi and Princess Peach. The film itself will start at dusk, with some pre-show film trivia. Hungry? You can grab food from the Eats at the Pier concession or from an on-site food truck. New West Craft, the handmade market, hosted by the Arts Council of New Westminster, returns to the waterfront esplanade on Saturday, September 9 from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Browse the work of crafters, artisans and makers and enjoy some food at River Market in your travels. Wellness in the Garden. Turn out to the Rial Park Therapeutic Community Garden, 920 UN Avenue, for a pollinator protection party. Learn mindful gardening practices and find out more about a host of gardening topics, including pollinator needs, how to recognize invasive plants and what you can do to help local species thrive. It runs from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on Saturday, September 9. For arts lovers, shows around Town Gallery at Queen's Park. The Arts New West Gallery is getting set to open the Interplay of Light, featuring the work of artist Robert Friedman. It's on at the gallery in Centennial Lodge from September 6 to October 1. The gallery is open Wednesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Admission is always free, but donations are welcome. Anvil Center Community Art Gallery. The Anvil Center, 777 Columbia Street, presents the feature exhibition Avifauna. Sight and Perception, featuring the work of artists Molly Gray and Nancy Whiteside. Their multimedia works focus on the wonder of birds in the Pacific Northwest Flyway. It's on until September 20, so there's still lots of time to check it out. You can drop in between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. For City Hall and School Board Watchers, no meetings this week. After last week's Marathon City Council meeting, it's probably a good thing there's a holiday Monday, so no regular council meetings are scheduled. Save the date for the next council workshop and meeting on Monday, September 11. For school board followers, meanwhile, there's no board meeting until Tuesday, September 26. Got a New Westminster happening you'd like to share? Email The Record. Follow Julie McClellan on Twitter at Julia McClellan. Email Julie, jmcclellan@newwestrecord.ca.